I'm joined by Susan Ahmed from the Revolutionary Council in Damascus. Susan, what more can you tell us about the explosion in the Mezzeh district?
The explosion took place about 9 o'clock in the morning. It targeted the convoy of the Prime Minister. We got to know that it was a car bomb that targeted the Prime Minister. The state TV said that the Prime Minister is okay, and one of his bodyguards got killed, and three others got injured. The explosion actually took place there near to a school and a park, which is called Ibn Zuhr. A big bus burnt, and after the explosion took place, helicopters hovered over the area, and state TV was there. Ambulances rushed to the area, and this is what happened actually usually when the regime targeted something or make any kind of explosion.
So you suspect that this is the government behind this in some way?
I think so. I can't be 100% actually, but I think so. You know why? Because it has happened actually before, many times before. It happened when the regime targeted Al Hayat, when the regime targeted Al Iman Mosque and many other areas. State TV was there. Ambulances rushed. This is what happens usually when the regime actually fake a target fake an explosion or target somebody.
Why would they target their own prime minister?
This is a big question. Why their prime minister and why at this time? We can say that this is not the first time that the regime targets one of his men and one of the officials and pillars of him. Let me remind you of what happened when Farouk al-Sharra was suggested to be like the one to talk to the revolution so they can find a political solution. So the regime made his best just to make that person not important and to bring him to the back scenes. So he won't be effective anymore. So now the prime minister is an important official. And you know that after a few days, we will have the meeting of Obama and the Russian president. So the regime is trying to distract everybody and to make confusion and to fake these explosions and to actually draw the attention of other things, you know. Why that they were targeting and why there was that explosion in El Mezzeh? Many, many buildings were getting shelled by the regime. Berzeh was under heavy fire now, and we got to know that the big mosque of Berzeh is burning now because of targeting it with mortars. So the regime is trying to draw the attention of everybody from what is going on in other places.
This is just your speculation. It could equally be terrorists, rebels.
Sorry.
The attack could equally be the responsibility of rebels or indeed terrorist groups.
No, I don't think so, because as I told you, usually when the opposition, when the protesters. When people who are against the regime do something or target anyone, they declare that. They are not afraid to declare that. And usually when that happens, the regime prevents anybody from going to the area. No ambulances go, no state TV, not any TV, no media cover at all. But when the regime is responsible for anything like this, you can see ambulances, you can see state TV and these things. And as I told you, I heard from somebody that the information minister was there after the explosion immediately. So that means this is not really easy to get the information minister in that hot spot unless there is something unusual and unless the regime wants something to be there.
You yourself used to work in the Mezzeh district. Can you describe it?
It is a very, very, let's say, prestigious place. It is a place, let's say, for the rich people where they live, and many officials live there. Now it is a very secure place because There are many, many checkpoints. Nobody can go there without getting a check, even if you are a passerby, let alone cars, because they used to check cars with explosive detectors. So it's not really easy to get bombs there without getting noticed.
Did you hear anything?
Not really. It wasn't that big explosion, although it was all the buildings around the area fell to the explosion, you know, from the pressure, and the glass got shaked, but it wasn't that big explosion because just a few cars got burnt and a big bus.
Okay, Susan, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.